after a very gradual decline from 1990 to 2004, there was a 5% increase in the percentage of home births in the United States, and that increase was sustained in 2006.
Statcast, March 3rd, 2010.
We're here with Dr. Marion McDormand of the National Center for Health Statistics. Marion is a statistician with the Reproductive Statistics Branch at NCHS, and she has just authored a study on out-of-hospital births in the U.S. So, Marion, how common is it for a woman to deliver a baby outside a hospital?
In 2006, there were about 38,500 out-of-hospital births in the U.S. That represents about 1% of the births that year. Of those out-of-hospital births, about two-thirds, or nearly 25,000, occurred at homes, while 28%, or nearly 11,000, occurred at a freestanding birthing center.
And what exactly is a freestanding birthing center?
It's a birthing center where women go to give birth, but that's separate from a hospital.
Okay, now what are some of the most significant findings in your study?
After a very gradual decline from 1990 to 2004, there was a 5% increase in the percentage of home births in the United States, and that increase was sustained in 2006.
And this study goes back to 1990. Do we have any earlier estimates to compare to the most recent data?
Yeah. At the beginning of the 20th century, most births occurred at home. And by 1940, about 44% of births were out-of-hospital births, and this dropped to about 1% from 1970 onwards.
Midwives seem to be playing a bigger role in home births. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, many physicians are not enthusiastic about the idea of home births, and very few docs do home births. So if a woman wants to have a home birth, she's pretty much going to be talking to a midwife. And in 2006, about 61% of home births were delivered by midwives.
Are there any theories as to why home births are less likely to be preterm or low birth weight?
Home birth practitioners try to select the lowest risk women as candidates for home birth, and women with higher pregnancy risks are recommended usually for hospital birth.
Montana and Vermont, two very rural states, had the greatest proportion of home births of any state. But Nebraska and Louisiana, which are also rural states, had the fewest proportion of home births. Any idea why?
We're not really sure, but it might have something to do with the popularity of home birth in different regions of the country. Home births seem to be more common in general in some of the western states, particularly the northwestern states, and less common in the south. There also can be differences in state laws about home birth and midwifery practice that might also have an impact. For example, some states license and recognize direct entry midwives, while other states may not.
Any other things to add?
Well, just that there's a new variable on the birth certificate, which talks about the planning status of home births. And I think it's only available for 19 states, but it's going to be very important to us in the future. And what it shows is that some births are planned home births, and those tend to be at lower risk. And then there's other births that are unplanned home births, which basically represent an emergency situation, and they tend to be at higher risk. And I think it's important to distinguish between the two in the future.
Our thanks to Marion McDormand for joining us on this edition of StatCast. StatCast is a production of the Public Affairs Office at the National Center for Health Statistics.